Let's get to it. Staycation set up. We are your morning mess. Listen, we got Mariah on the line, and she thinks that her man is cheating with his physical therapist. So, Miss Mariah, how did we get here?
My boyfriend has been playing rec league basketball with his friends. About 4 months ago, he was playing rec league basketball, and he tried to go for a rebound, landed with his arm out, which partially tore his rotator cuff in his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't need surgery, just physical therapy. It was like a mild tear. So it would take probably about 6 to 8 weeks to heal.
Mm-hmm.
But around 8 weeks, he told me, his physical therapist, that his progress was slower than normal, so he needed to keep going. I personally thought that his injury wouldn't need the full 12 weeks, but, you know, whatever, I believed him. However, I noticed little things that made me think his recovery was complete and that he was lying about needing to return.
Hmm. Like, how do you mean?
For example, the other day I was bringing groceries in and he picked up a case of water on his shoulder and brought it into the house. I commented that he must be done with PT since he could lift.
Right.
And he quickly replied that, no, they still want him to continue monitoring his progress.
Okay.
Coincidentally enough, I also started noticing he kept getting calls from the caller ID of physical therapy. And of course, I just thought it was the office, but the calls started coming in after business hours. And like, they were constantly calling him and texting him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the place he goes to like has women working there. So now I'm getting suspicious that he's lying about his recovery progress just to keep seeing whoever this is.
Oh, so you think he could be cheating with someone at the office?
Yes.
Did you try going through his phone?
No.
You get 5 tries before it locks.
Allegedly, Joey.
Maybe they just want your money, or do they just want his money, and that's why they're doing that.
Have you ever been on an appointment with him and kind of seen the girls, or?
No, but I know that there are women that work there. Other people that have gone, but I've never gone with him.
So it just seems kind of suspicious that he looks fine, and he's lifting and doing all these things. Like, what the hell are you going to physical therapy for? You seem perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I don't know what else could be. So we'll do the staycation setup. What we'll do is we'll have a Sienna call your boyfriend up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and see who he wants to put on this reservation. If he says any other name than yours, Mariah, then obviously he's trying to see someone else, and we'll give you the show at that point, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Garrett?
Speaking.
Hey, Garrett, my name is Selena, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, I do want to let you know, Garrett, that we want to put you and a guest for free in our brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. So wouldn't want you to miss out on this.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm really not interested. Sorry.
Well, what if I told you all we ask in return for this day is a Google or Yelp review of your whole experience, and that's it?
Just a Yelp review?
Just a Yelp review, and we won't bother you after your stay.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I'll make it quick for sure. Well, congratulations, Garrett. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Let's do saucy.
All right, so what are you thinking for the note?
Let's say, do you like it slow or fast?
Okay, that's definitely your guys' business, but I will write that down for you.
Yeah.
And just one more question for you, Garrett. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Liz.
I knew it. I knew you had something going on with this.
Hello?
Slow or fast?
What
the are you talking about?
Yeah, Garrett, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess with Mariah, who suspected you were cheating on her.
I knew something was going on, you piece of I felt crazy for assuming, and now I know for sure. Do you really think you'd get away with this and I wouldn't find out? Are you
kidding
me?
I swear there's an explanation for this. You're not crazy. I know this is a lot, but I just need you to
understand. Don't call me babe. You don't deserve to call me that anymore, okay? This is done regardless. You're not even really going to physical therapy, are you? Or you're going, but to your physical therapist.
Different kind of back cracking.
Hey, yo.
I don't know what there's to say or whatever. I say, well, we'll make this better, but...
No, you lied about needing to go to more appointments. You lied to me multiple times. You've been fine this whole time, healed up. You continue to lie to me, and you needed to keep going just to see this... You're making me look like a idiot. I'm not to blame for any of this. And I still get over in the end, and you're trying to sweet-talk me, babe.
I know, I'm sorry. I did lie, and I was up. I just did it. And it was too far and too deep to stop it.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, I appreciate you actually saying you're sorry, but that doesn't mean to me. Mm. And I don't buy it either. You did what you did, knowing it was wrong. And you were okay doing that to me. If you really loved me, you would have never thought for a second to get with this and continuously lie about it until you got caught. I don't care what you say anymore. You're a piece of and this is done.
Wow. Ooh. She hung up. Yeah. So, Garrett.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Let me ask the obvious question. Why didn't you just, like, break up with her or say, hey, this is not working out if you were interested in another girl?
It just went too fast. I don't know. Guys, I don't really feel comfortable. I'm just done talking. I just lost my girlfriend, guys.
Yeah.
Was. Mm-hmm. Was your girlfriend.
And, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, with your good arm, you should dial her back and then make sure you...
Too soon, but he deserved that.
Right. Okay. Okay.
See you later.
I'm out. Bye.
He deserved it.
Yeah, you went there, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Donate. Hey, man, air dap. That was a good
air
one.
Air dap with my good arm.
With my good arm.